Okay, welcome to the Coach You Newcomer SIG. And today we are going to be focused on the INW model, Integrity Needs Wants model, which is the finale in the series that we've been covering that had to do first with the Clean Sweep program, which is related to the integrity piece, with the Needless program, which is related to the needs of this model, and with the True Values program, which is related to the wants of this model. And so today we're going to be focused on just what this all means, tying it all together, and to explore when and how to apply this model within your coaching. And so that is our focus today. I am your host, Simone Peer, and we have one coach caller on the line, Linda. So it's going to be a kind of intimate call or an intimate recording for those who are listening after. And so thank you, Linda, for being here today. And I think what I'll jump in and I'll just ask you about, Linda, is I know that you've heard some of the other calls and that you've participated. I'm wondering, what is it that you already know or understand about the INW model?
I'm trying to, at this moment, actually have pulled out my Coach U personal development workbook and guide, as well as the handbook, and really kind of trying to go back and refresh my memory on the INW model. I know, if I was to break each down, starting with integrity, integrity is, I guess, more about a person's well-being and wholeness, not necessarily something to achieve, but it's more about our well-being, our being overall, I think, is what I remember.
And I will say, since you have your book out, I think some of the best definitions in the textbook related to this as a model are on page 127, and they are part of the listening chapter.
Okay.
So page 127 on the right, like on the bottom half of the page.
Okay, 127. I saw it under guiding principles as well. So it had that.
Well, there is a guiding principle of number 9 is people define their own integrity.
Mm-hmm,
so there is some exploration around integrity, but the definition there is fairly limited. It's good. I don't want to say that it's not, but it has that focus on that vigilant development of the fit between conduct and calling creates integrity. And I think when you turn to the 127, you'll see that I guess I should compare definitions, but I think it's going to be a little bit more on page 127. And I will also say that the assessments that I referred to, Clean Sweep, Needless, True Values, are related to the personal development, Clean Sweep PF1, Needless PF2, and True Values PF3, when you take the classes in that way. But I only found one current document in all of the Coach U resources now called INW, and it's just a kind of a handout piece. It's a revision of something that I have an older version of, and it was basically a coaching tip from Thomas Leonard, and that's in the, if you go into, how did I find that? I did put a copy in the Facebook group. I put several resources there. But if you don't want to log in there and you're in the Coach U site, if you type in INW in the search box on the resources page, the only thing that will come up is when you finally hit courses, because I went through courses, forums, resources, and archives. And it is an attachment resource attachment connected with A420, Coach's Personal Foundation Level 2. And so
I know I have that model. I remember in one of the classes it was given to us, so I just need to find the model.
Did you have class with me? You have class with me.
I didn't.
No?
I didn't have it with you, unfortunately. I know that I was signed up with you for the Guiding Principles course, and I had to drop it at that time, and so I ended up taking it with another instructor. I didn't have any classes with you, Simone, unfortunately.
I think I would have emailed it for Guiding Principles in class 1 or 2 email, so that could be... If you were still on the roster and you did get some email,
that's
that
right. Yes, you're absolutely right. That, and yes, and I printed that copy.
Yeah,
so it was very helpful. You're absolutely right. I forgot all about that.
I was thinking, well, who else promotes this model?
right. Yes, it was you.
I was thinking I had a colleague out there I was going to be excited to be connected with. Although many of the Coach U faculty, some of the faculty were even my faculty. I joined in 2000, and some of your leaders were my teleclass leaders. But so I know that there's some folks that know about it, but I don't know why it kind of fell out of the information the way that it has. I mean, I suppose it is addressed in some ways, but that's just my favorite model. I don't want to make this a soapbox call. But anyway, so you definitely have all of the resource materials, and for those who are listening, you access this through the Facebook group, and the materials are found in the files tab on the left. And they're all just loaded up there. And so, print them out, have a look. But essentially, though, okay, so you were talking about integrity, and then I was telling you, where to find some of the info and better definitions. But coming back to the model itself, it sounds like it intrigued you and you had a look at it. So what else are you remembering about this model that has actually made you even want to come to the call today to learn more about it?
For me, I think what stands out in this model is the values piece. I just know how important values are when coaching a coachee, really to focus on what's really important and meaningful for that person. And I also look at values as the drivers or motivators for individuals. That's an area that really stands out for me.
Okay. And we may, we'll definitely have a little bit of semantics check or fact checking or something, a little tweaking around that around this model. And I think that, definitely what you shared is something that is prized in coaching. Right? It's one of the things that we do. It's one of the things that we're taught to do. It's one of the things we teach to do. And And for the sake of our language, we will reframe some of this a little bit. And so I think then what I'll do is I'll bring our attention to that page 127. Although I will say in the Guiding Principles definition for integrity, it says wholeness, being entirely and totally 100% yourself. Which is, it's a good definition. It's pretty just spot on. And if some of you folks are like me, I like to dig down a little deeper and figure out, well, what is that actually really mean? Like, what does that really mean? So I myself put out the definition when I send things about this, and I say that integrity is when your thoughts, beliefs, actions, words, and feelings are in alignment with your core purpose, your core beingness, your core values, so that essentially everything that you think, say, and do is an expression of who you truly are. And so that's the breakdown of it, you know, essentially, which would come back to that, oh, 100% me. Well, okay, but when you start thinking about, ooh, my thoughts, my feelings, my actions, behaviors, words, my ideas, you know, like everything that is kind of the tangibles and intangibles of us, it's kind of a tall order. And one of the things that I think about integrity, and this is definitely covered in the Clean Sweep call, is that it is it's ever evolving as we come to know ourselves more fully. And so one example that I'll walk people through is if you have a pen and paper in front of you, and if you're like me, I have lined paper in front of me, and I've let's say two lines worth. If you just draw a vertical line on that red or pink margin line to the left, so ideally, you know, you would be as straight as that line is perfectly straight, and then take the very tip of your pen or pencil down to the bottom edge and just put it a little teeny, almost imperceptible smidge to the right and draw upwards from there two lines. And if I have described the instructions accurately, you should have a V, or, you know, a straight arm and a turned out arm, but, you know, essentially a V. Mm-hmm. And what to me this represents is the vertical line is just a snippet in time of our life. And the verticalness of it, that straight shot from point A to point B, is integrity. That is us in the 100%. Everything that we think, say, and do is an expression of who I truly am, not who I'm trying to figure myself out to be, but who I truly am. And if at some point in time I'm just a little bit off, and not intentionally, we're not talking about liars and cheaters and stealers who know that they're doing these things. We're talking about the person who comes for coaching and it says, you know, I spent, I don't even know how many years you have to spend, but let's say like 16 years in school and residency to become a doctor, and I thought I always wanted to be a doctor, and now I'm doctoring, and I hate it. I don't even know why I did this, and now I feel like I'm locked into it because I invested all this student loan money and, you know, parents' money and all that schooling, and I've invested all that time, and I'm not even sure what I want to do now. So they come to coaching basically having lived a life that was off, that went off to the right, but you could just draw that out 16 years worth, which means that it's not going to get any closer to center. And so in that moment, and it doesn't make, it's not like a wrong thing, but it's just a life, a misaligned life. And a lot of people come to us who are misaligned with their integrity. And so in that sense, then, some of them, what we're listening for, and it comes back to this model, and I'll just read a little bit. This is the document that is available on the resources page in Coach Use Resources for anyone who's interested. And this is what it says in the beginning, and it's a little dialogue. So life becomes simple when you put your integrity first, your needs second, your wants third. Wants third, you ask, but I've waited so long to do what I want, you, coach, say. Oh, no, then you say, sorry, the same person. How dare you make me do things I should do first? You, coach, so gracefully share. Actually, it's not what you think. It's worse. What we're suggesting is that you only do what you want to do all of the time. What? What about magic steps 1 and 2, integrity first, need second? Well, there's more, and there's a catch. But first, some definitions of what's called the INW model. And we'll get into that a little bit more, but as I just dip down after the definitions, I guess we have to read them. Okay, I'll just read the thing. So integrity of the I, do what's right for your physical and emotional well-being. Be 100% responsible for what happens in all aspects of life that you touch. Accept that the physical universe never lies. Patch up any and all cracks in your life and energy. And that's where that clean sweep and tolerations and fortifying your personal foundation really come into play. Handle your business, you know, your personal, your professional, your emotional, financial, physical, handle your business. Needs, the end, needs are not personal, but they are yours to handle. And essentially, they're all emotional needs. And virtually all emotional needs are permanently satisfiable. Satisfying needs is a skill which, when learned, will free up about 50% of your waking hours to devote elsewhere. And I wanted to spotlight on page 127 in the text, where it says, the driving force behind needs is based in human yearning for wholeness. These are emotional aspects that drive individuals. So we're not talking Maslow's hierarchy of needs, food, shelter, air, water, but we are talking about things that a person feels they must have. And if you've had a look at the Needless program, you would see things like be acknowledged, be loved, feel safe, be in control, be informed. Right? There's 200 words on there. There's a whole lot to choose from. Be of service. I mean, all kinds of things. Some people have a need to be needed. They need to be right. And the thing about these is that needs often direct major life decisions until they are met. And that's one of the big kickers here, is that they're driving major life decisions until they're met. So needs can also sit on top of or get in the way of a person clearly identifying their values and living life based on those values. And that's what makes this really critically important. And so then we come to the wants, the W. When your integrity and needs are handled, you're left with your wants. And I will liken this to the values, because I think that our values are the things that we want to do, but sometimes we mistake our needs for values. And so even though this is INW, values still do play a role here. And needs tend to come before wants and hold more urgency. And needs often hold more urgency and are what drive us, whether or not we're aware of it. And in that sense, we can mistake them for wants and for values. And so for the wants, then it says, when your integrity and needs are handled, you're left with your wants. Your wants diminish or simplify as you handle your integrity and needs. Your wants are easily met as you handle your integrity and needs. So they diminish, they simplify, and they're easily met. And so why do people find it a challenge to shelve the wants in order to take care of the integrity and needs first? Several reasons. Striving for what we want gives us energy. And there are some resources available in Coach U. One of them is called it's basically adrenaline addiction. There's several adrenaline programs. There's an adrenaline assessment. There's things where somebody who thrives on putting out the fires they really get a lot of juice from it. Maybe they get a lot of their ego from it. They get a lot of recognition for being like so great in a crisis. Well, sometimes in situation like if things are happening all the time, they might also be the arsonist because they need to feed off of what they get off of all that drama. So you might be able to kick back in life and maybe think about a friend or a family member or a colleague or coworker or, you know, something, and just like, man, something's always going on for them. But when you step back and look, it's like, well, you know, if they didn't do this all the time, they wouldn't have to deal with that all the time. So from a distance, we can see what might be happening there. And in that sense, then that's just, you know, some of what's really going on here. Striving for what we want gives us energy. Sometimes humans are driven by their egos. Without satisfied wants, some people think they would rather not live. The media creates wants to keep people buying. Satisfying integrity and needs first hasn't yet occurred to the person. So what I'm saying is, shelve all wants indefinitely. Spend the time to fully restore the integrity. Identify and get your needs met. You won't want much anymore, and what you do want, you will get. Yes, I didn't say you like it, but if you try it this way, you probably will. If you want to try it, well, I don't know what to tell you other than congratulations. And that was the finishing of that Thomas Leonard coaching tip number 6, what it was, of his 25 top coaching secrets. So, Linda, I just want to stop here because that's been a lot of information and a lot of weaving things in and out, and I just want to find out what you're understanding about this so far and what questions might be lingering at this moment.
Yeah, a lot of what you said, I mean, makes sense, a lot of sense to me. You know, especially I think what resonated for me too was the want aspect. You know, to want something is to wish for it or desire it. And, you know, I see that playing out quite a bit in my life in various ways where I feel like I got to have it. If it's, you know, maybe what comes to mind for me is shopping sometimes, you know, I may go in a store and it's like I'm looking at certain items, clothing or whatever, and it gives me energy in that moment. I guess it's the immediate gratification that comes from it. But then when you said, you know, shelve all wants indefinitely and have your integrity and needs met first, then the wants diminish. So really, based on what you just said, really trying to figure out really how to do that for me, I think is important.
And that's then, like, in terms of coaching then, so we're very familiar with we ought to have session agreements and coaching agreements and whatnot. And so in terms of constructing a coaching relationship around this kind of work, the way that this might look is, depending on what starts coming up for your client, you know, essentially, we'll come back to you, but I'm going to use your example and just make things up about it, or make things up about quote-unquote you. Okay, so like you mentioned, shopping, you know, I might have to put that on hold. Well, it might be that if we were coaching, that what we would find is that actually you weren't getting the things that you really want. So there might be other things in life that you really want. Maybe it's a happy, a harmonious relationship, or more harmony in the relationship that you're in, or a job that is really fulfilling and satisfying instead of, you know, just kind of doing, or maybe it's physical things. I want to run a marathon, but you just don't seem to have the energy to to really go out and practice running, or I want to lose weight and I get to the gym and then I eat well and then things happen at work and I get overwhelmed and then I get off my plan and I just, you know, can't really get the things that I want. But if a client comes in that kind of way, then what we would want to do with them is like you mentioned earlier, what are your values? What do you value? We do some of that strategizing for success. That model on the picture is on page 207. And in that model, we spend the most time in here and now, and we pay a lot of attention to foundation. Because if that thing starts to shake or shimmy as we're moving along, then we know that's where we're going to have to go down and work. But we spend a lot of time understanding in the here and now, and then we want to find out about that there and then. But as we start to do the parts to the key success factors to bridge that gap, we're really paying attention to foundation, and we might have to a little bit derail the coaching to come and create a new agreement. So I'm coming back to this whole agreement kind of thing. And so in that sense with the element about the agreement then is that we would agree, okay, we're going to take a little time out on whatever the other overarching agreement was, you know, taking your business to 7 figures or to 6 figures or expanding, you know, whatever it ends up being. And so in that sense then, we would set that aside and we would agree to work on particular aspects of your personal foundation. And so maybe it would first be the clean sweep. Maybe I would introduce this concept of this model and just say that you know, that whole thing right there, like, hey, here's the thing. You know what? You need to put aside your wants for now. I don't care that you want to take this trip. I don't care that you want to buy this new car. I don't care that you just had to have this new dress. I don't, you know, whatever these things are. No, we're going to put all of those things aside, and we're going to focus all energy on getting your integrity restored. So that might be maybe 3-6 months, who knows, on the clean sweep program and tolerations and becoming a toleration-free zone. And it could be some of the other aspects going into the first chapter of the personal foundation. It might be getting yourself clear of the past. Maybe there's some things, or simplifying your life dramatically. That's even key success factor number 3 of the strategizing for success model, and that is to simplify. There's basically anything that is not streamlined to fulfill your vision has got to go. But sometimes people don't always recognize those things, or they're not always ready to let them go because there's that the collapsing of needs and wants and being driven by certain things. And then the next thing to do, and this could happen simultaneously then after, you know, do the clean sweep assessment, do a little coaching on that, that they can start working on gaining some points and recouping some juice. Then you can coach them on the Need Less program. And the thing about coaching on these assessments is the session agreement is we want to figure out what's going to be most important about this for you to work on. And then once we figure out what the key need is that you want to work on, then we'll look at, you know, certain strategies to go about helping you get that satisfied. So that would be the takeaways, you know, as it is. It might be that they just have to think on it a little bit. That might be the homework of what they do. But then the coaching relationship would focus on this kind of development. But there's that acknowledgement, though, that those session agreements could be focused on identifying the need, identifying the value, identifying which points on the clean sweep, and then subsequent sessions would likely, as part of managing progress and accountability, would be a little bit more directive. I don't always think that it's the proper thing to do to say, so last week you were going to do some stuff. How'd that work out for you? And then launch in like, okay, so what are we going to focus on today? I think that that can be me having an agenda and deciding this is what needs to happen in the session versus trusting that if it was, however important it was last week, it will naturally emerge this week. There'll be a place that they'll either talk about it or I'll be able to ask about it without forcing the agenda. And so in the case of working specifically on these programs, then we have this agreement where this is what we're going to be doing. So in this case, I may be a little more directive there because we've established this is our coaching culture for now. And so what did you do? What, you know, what's going on? And then we could coach around whatever the specific things were and then create the agreement as we go for those subsequent sessions. So I just wanted to address some of that process there. But essentially, it really is helping them to fortify that integrity. So you might remember one of those images is the picture of the INW model that is a pyramid, and integrity is on the bottom, needs in the middle, and wants on the top. And that's just that visual depiction of you. Integrity is the biggest piece. It is the big honking foundation of that pyramid that really needs to be set strong, and that's why you start there. And the more juice you regain by fortifying your integrity or shoring up your integrity, then the more likely and able you are to identify what those unmet emotional needs are and to meet them and to get those satisfied so that you become, this is in personal foundation three, is, or no, two, I'm sorry, a problem-free zone, a PFZ, and where things might happen in life, right, a problem, in quotes, may arise, but because the way that you operate and the way that you now have set up and are running your life, it's something that can just be taken in stride, versus something that would really just throw you totally off your game and out of whack. And so, you know, essentially then that's what we would be moving for and supporting to. So, Linda, let me just check in and see what you're thinking now about the INW model.
I mean, I'm in agreement with everything that you said. You know, just realizing the importance of, you know, integrity, really, to be true to yourself. And, you know, really the word that comes to mind is just, you know, being authentic to yourself. And then, you know, the needs aspect of it would be the second component of this model. Really, as I talked about, you know, maybe, you know, shopping, overspending. I agree that I'm sure that my needs are not being met in other areas, as I have completed the clean sweep and the tolerations exercise, and I could see where there's other emotional areas of my life that are not being met. And so because of that, then the wants kind of take over, I think. Right. And the wants, mm-hmm. from what I know, too, is the wants can be, I guess, fleeting. You know, it could be in that moment, you know, as I talked about immediate gratification, you know, thinking, okay, if I buy this now or do this now, you know, maybe take a trip or whatever, that it's going to maybe boost, you know, the need aspect, but it doesn't. It doesn't. You know, so it's, you know, very important to, you know, really work on the first two areas first, and then, you know, allow the wants to diminish that way.
And something that I wonder is, well, and, you know, something I'm hearing in what you're saying, or perhaps I'm deducing, so I'll check in with you. But
okay.
It sounds very likely that some of those wants aren't really wants at all. And they are not expressions of very, I'm thinking they're probably not really expressions of your values, not in a real authentic way. And so to be able to set them aside may or may not be a real challenge, because they might be buffering, you know, feelings or things, right? I mean, basically, it's kind of like you get the hit, you get a little fix, a little shopping fix, you get a little, you know, joy buzz. And so whatever might have been edging in to call your attention that somewhere you weren't quite sure how to address is, oh, that's kind of uncomfortable. Oh, yeah, look at this. These are cute. Look at these shoes. Oh, I got to have these shoes.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be a shoe queen. Oh, man.
Yeah. Still, I'm still there.
So what I'm then hearing that you're getting, and perhaps I'm looking at the time, and I don't know, we're at the 45-minute mark, so we won't have really a lot of time to go in too deep, but I guess maybe one of the things I'm wondering, because now you know the behind the scenes of this, and so I wanted to just check and see, is there any kind of coaching that you might want around this in this moment, or would you just like to, you know, keep discussing this or exploring what you might be listening for when it comes to your clients and being able to apply this with others?
For me, I think I wouldn't mind, you know, the coaching around it. I think some of what you've said so far has, you know, been helpful. You know, I am a firm believer that, you know, in coaching, it helps to first work on yourself and you know, have a good understanding of some of these models in order to, you know, coach others. And so I think the coaching for myself, you know, is helpful as well.
Okay.
And so, I mean, I think for me, struggling with, the needs and wants aspect of this model. I mean, I guess I've always prided myself on being a person of integrity, but then listening to you talk, I'm wondering, am I truly always being myself, you know? And what comes to mind for me sometimes is in the work environment that, I just left a job back in May, and I think some of the disconnect for me there was that I felt like I couldn't truly be myself, you know, in a lot of ways. So maybe, you know, kind of struggling with, the integrity, making sure I'm meeting my needs, and then allowing the wants to not take over my life so much. If that makes sense.
And it does make sense. I mean, yeah, it absolutely makes sense, because you're really talking the model out loud a bit and your understanding of it. And so what I'm wondering, because you have such an understanding and we've been in discussion, I'm wondering, what is it that you really want? Not the new pair of shoes, but what's the real want that you're not getting or achieving in your life right now?
Right. I think when I can think of maybe two areas in my life where I'm probably not getting what I need. One was the work environment. In that environment, I just really did not feel valued. You know, didn't feel that my work, what I had to contribute, was valued the way I thought it should be. So it left me feeling empty or bored. And maybe boredom is, you know, something totally different, but, you know, me not being valued, I just, you know, my morale went down, decreased, and didn't feel as engaged. And, you know, when you're not engaged in your work, then I guess boredom can set in as well. And so many times, you know, I worked at this one particular job for 7.5 years, and, you know, it started out to be one that, you know, I could really see value in my contribution as well as the team I was working with. But over the years, a lot of that just changed, and, just didn't feel as though I was, you know, appreciated or recognized. So I said several words there. I can see didn't feel appreciated, recognized, valued.
And I'm wondering, when you are appreciated, valued, or recognized, what are you like?
I feel much more engaged and energized and probably creative on some levels. Much more engaged. That's what really shows up for me.
And what you did say, that your morale goes down, you feel empty and not engaged, which then leads to boredom. So you're just kind of in a ho-hum, which makes me actually think of guiding principle number 3. Is that the one? No, number 4. People grow from connection. Connection is the wellspring of creativity. Mm-hmm. And so I'm hearing in that, wow, what if actually what was going on there is you weren't feeling connected to, I don't know, the team, the company, the project, or something. What's happening for you hearing that?
I think that's spot on. Did not feel connected to the rest of the team, to the organization overall. Yeah, did not feel the connection there. And some of it is what I kind of attributed to as well is that I was a federal government contractor, you know, versus the civil servant population, whereas a lot of times we as federal government contractors always feel like second-class citizens anyway. And so over time, it just, I guess with there not being strong leadership or effective leadership there, just myself, and I'm only going to talk about myself, but, you know, some of my colleagues felt the same way, just, you know, not feeling seen or heard, really. Yeah.
And I wonder, I'm noticing the time, and we don't have time to really dig deep within this, but what's coming to my mind, if we were to continue on in a coaching conversation, would be to dip into, because what we're starting to do for you and for those who are listening is I'm thinking about the needs program, the needless program, because essentially, you know, here's the bottom line of how this INW model works. And this is, I'm just going to read, this is some straight up Thomas Leonard. I love him, and I can't say it better than him. If you can't figure out or achieve what you want, it's probably because your needs aren't being met. And if you can't seem to get your needs met, it's probably because your integrity is out, off, weak. And going in the other direction, when your integrity is strong, needs are easily met, and when needs are met, one has very, very few wants. And so what we started doing as I was listening there was I had asked first, so what is it that you really want? And the story that you went to actually was focused a lot more on what you didn't want, which started to reveal unmet needs at play. Mm-hmm. And so then what I was hearing in terms of asking, so when you do feel appreciated, value, recognized, say, I feel energized, creative, engaged, and when you don't, you had already said, my morale goes down, I'm not engaged, I get bored, you know, then there's that disconnect. And I thought, brought in, hey, I have to say, this just came out of my head, I wasn't even planning it, but there was that guiding principle, connection is the wellspring of creativity. And so that led me to think and to question as a coach, because when we do coach around these assessments, we are a little more directive. We do fish a little bit more and offer a little bit more, because the thing is we get these needs and values when we're children. And if we're blind to them, it's just nicer to not have to make the client work so hard to figure something out that they've been living with and operating from for decades. And when we can pull out our little needless program and start rattling off some words and come from our expertise or at least our awareness of how this works, and we partner to just try it on. We don't tell them, hey, I think your thing is connection. The next thing that I was going to do, I started to look at the list of what were the words, and I was noticing the categories, and I thought, okay, I would probably want to maybe read off some words that may have to do with be acknowledged, because those were some that you said, or perhaps be loved. I was looking for be connected to see what words were in there, but there's not a category for that. So maybe be cared for might be part of that. So what I would have done was to go through some of these words and just ask you to listen and just find out which one has the most zing. And then we just keep massaging it until we figure out, like, in order to really function in the world, I really need this. And so in that case, it might be, let's just pretend it's connection. Then what we may discover is that you need a job in which you're connected to others. Mm-hmm. So let's say as a coach, when you're in the work, you're very connected to others. But when you're outside and working on the business, sometimes it can be very isolating. And so that then you might have to think, oh, I might be better off as an internal coach, or I might be better with a coaching company or something. Like, there may be some other options for you to do the thing that you love to do in order to have that, you know, just have connection in your life all day long, mm-hmm. but not have to deprive yourself of connection. Or you know, maybe you work in some other ways, get somebody who's going to be the rainmaker for your business, so to speak, and the administrator for your business, so that all you get to do is coach. I mean, you could get creative and you could work with your coach to figure out how that might happen or how you would construct things in order that your needs met. Mm-hmm. And then you're never bothered by it again. You don't lose out on your creativity, or you don't become disengaged and then maybe feel like an outsider at the party where everybody's having a good time and you know everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not the only one in the world that's ever felt that way. I guarantee that. And so in terms of then this coaching, so we look at the needs, but then we also want to have the client have a look at those integrity things. So as you noted, you know, that would be a place also to go to review the clean sweep and make a decision to get some points, pull out some of those toleration free zone worksheets and make a list of 25. There's a sample in the resources of 1,000 tolerations. Somebody came up a list with 1,000. You can go through that list and figure out, is this mine or is it not? You know, and you give yourself all kinds of points or scratch them out or just copy and paste or write it in your own notebook of like, yeah, that is my toleration. I am tolerating this. And then do what it takes to get those things handled so that your integrity starts to become really solid. And it could also be a matter of working on boundaries and looking at boundaries and raising standards. There's so many things, you know, ultimately in this personal development workbook that feed into this that then become coaching tools that are at your disposal. So one, as you noted, as a client or as a coach, being coached on these things is one of the best things, one that you can do for yourself to develop yourself. But the other is having gone through that development, then you've got a really working relationship with these tools and ways in which they can work and be used so that you can then bring those things to your clients and help them in these, you know, overcome these same things. So that essentially is the INW model. And, oh, I did want to mention, I also lead another SIG called Christians Coaching, and I just wanted to mention that in October, you can, and this is in the Coach You newsletter that comes out the first Friday of the month. The SIGs are listed at the bottom, the special interest groups. But we're doing a group topic on boundaries, and it's on a book called Boundaries that is just fantastic. So when the September newsletter comes out, you can just scroll down there and you can see the book by Henry Cloud and John Townsend, and you can click the link to check out the book, or you can just come to that October call. And I just am promoing that one here because it is related to this INW work. It's definitely going to be a thing. If somebody's not living out from their wants, pretty much guaranteed they've got some boundaries work to do. And so as a coaching resource, it's great for your own development as well as then being able to support your clients in that. So Linda, we have got to wrap up, and I wanted to just check in to see if there was anything more that you needed right at this moment.
At this moment. I think this was definitely helpful, and I think what I'll do is, you know, go back and kind of, you know, look through the personal development workbook and guide and you know, kind of do as what you suggested and revisit the clean sweep and tolerations and so forth.
Okay, great. And feel free to, you know, to send me an email if you've got any questions about things, or come to the Facebook group and you might just start a discussion with folks and see, you know, what other input other folks have. But before we part, I do want to just check in with you to find out, what are you taking away from today that made it worth your while to be here?
Really, for me, just the little time that we had where you were coaching me and, you know, asking coaching questions, you know, really what was powerful for me was when you said, well, what is it that I want? And so really just kind of thinking about that and, you know, reflecting on that. And then on, you know, on the other aspect is really the unmet needs, you know, in which areas of my life. And I think I kind of really kind of openly talked about it, you know, as it pertained to my job, that is, my previous job, that obviously there was some unmet needs and really, you know, kind of looking at what those needs were and, you know, what I wasn't getting. And I love what you said about guiding principle number four about the connection. When you said that, it really kind of opened me up to really know, and I have always known this, but really a light bulb went off because connection is very important to me. You know, not only in work, but in, you know, personal relationships as well.
Wow. Well, thank you for sharing, and I'm glad that there's some personal lights that went on for you and have given you some things to think about for your own development. So thank you, Linda, for being here and for your willingness to share what's going on with you so we could put that into the context of how we can work with people using this model. And thank you so much. And I want to let you know and our listeners that next month we'll start a 3-month series on some other Thomas Leonard work called The Portable Coach. And the subtitle, 28 Surefire Strategies for Business and Personal Success. So we'll be doing like 7 at a time over the next 3 meetings. And there's also a revised version called The 28 Laws of Attraction. And there is an audio for that. And it is an amazing piece of work. And I would say everything that we've just done, even today, and so much of the underpinnings of Coach U's training is perched on both personal foundation development, and once you really shore that up and you're living from your wants, is then to become attractive, irresistibly attractive. And so now we'll be doing the sort of the next level of what's possible for us around these things and just kind of diving in as an overview, you know, in 3 parts, because there are 28, so we'll do like 7 at a time. But that will begin in September, so you can check the newsletter for that. And any resources will be posted to the Facebook group. So thank you so much for your time and attention. Again, I'm your host, Simone Pierre, and you can reach me at spierre@unleashyourmajesty.com. You can find me on the faculty list for contact if you wanted to reach out to me in particular. Or also, a good email address might be, because I sometimes have a problem with email, is BibleBasedCoaching@iCloud.com. So thank you, coaches, and thank you, Linda. Have a very beautiful rest of this day.
You too, Simone. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.